Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Watch this, 2 Timothy chapter number 1, look in verse number 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. Paul, we know, is talking to Timothy. He says this, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So simply what he says when I read that this week, just real simple, it's this, what your grandma had and what your mama had, you got. And evidently his grandma and his mama passed some things down to him, and he adhered to those things. And Timothy is what he is, number one, by the grace of God, but he is what he is also, Paul saying, because of your grandma and because of your mama. And I just want to preach on or talk to you about this for a little while this morning. Some things my mama has passed on to me. Father, I love you today and I appreciate you. I thank you, God, for your blessings. Father, thank you, Lord, for such a sweet, sweet spirit in our service today. Thank you, God, for meeting with us. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us over the next little bit, God. I pray, Lord, Father, that you give us liberty as we preach. If there's any here not saved, I pray, God, that you'd save them today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. I read some things this week, and here's one thing that I read about moms. It said this, here are some things that mom taught us. Mothers teach us about foresight. Listen to this. Here's what they say. Make sure you have clean undergarments on in case you're in an accident while you're gone. How many of your mom has ever told you that? They teach us about logic. If you fall out of the tree and break your neck, don't come crying to me. I mean, really? Do you think I'm going to? I broke my neck. I can't walk. They told us about religion. You better pray that comes out of the carpet. Have you ever heard that? Are you with me this morning? Think about this. They told us about genetics. You're just like your father. They taught us about contradictions. Shut your mouth and eat your food. Have you ever wanted to look at them and say, I can't eat my food if my mouth's shut? But you never did, or your mouth would be wired shut if your mama was like my mama. They taught us about the circle of life, did they not? They said, I brought you into this world, and I can take you out of this world. How about that? Here's something else my mama taught me about. The first time I heard her say it, I didn't know what she was talking about, but I quickly learned. My mama taught me about the hoorah bush. Has anybody ever heard of the hoorah bush? My mama said this, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to take you to the hoorah bush. You say, where was the hoorah bush? Anywhere mama wanted it to be at. It was just an imaginary thing in her mind. She just made a hoorah bush and she'd beat the devil out of you. It didn't matter where you was at or what was going on, amen? I'll tell you something my mama didn't teach me though, because her and my dad, and you've heard me say this, they didn't know this. My mom and dad never taught me how to count because they didn't know how to go 1, 2, 3. They told me and Brother Jesse, if I didn't do it, they wasn't counting to three. I was going to be made to do it. I thought about this. Here's some things, just some practical things that my mom passed on to me. And then I'm going to give you a couple spiritual things and we'll go home. Just some practical things that I wrote down this week as I sat and think. My mom passed this on to me. How to respect my elders. Are you with me? She taught me to respect my elders. What I mean by that, she taught me to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir. I get so every once in a while, I just have to have a come to Jesus talk with my youngins, because when I hear them say this, yeah, it drives me crazy. When somebody older than you approaches you and talks to you, my mom and daddy, Brother Stan, they taught me, you say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Here's something else that mama passed on to me. Whenever they get to the door, you open the door and let them in first. Are you with me? That's, boy, y'all ought to holler, amen. I'm helping you youngins today if you hadn't taught them this. That's what they taught me. My mama passed that on to me. My mama passed this on to me. Think about this. She passed this on, clean up when you go to the funeral home. Now, Brother Robert, yesterday, I'm not picking on Brother Robert. Brother Robert and I was dressed different at the funeral home yesterday. Brother Robert had on a pair of nice jeans. He had on a nice shirt. It was tucked in. He had a belt on, and he looked nice. There's nothing wrong with that, but she taught me to dress up or to clean up whenever you go to the funeral home. Man, sometimes when people go to the funeral home anymore, I'm like, where is the respect at today? Somebody say amen. Mama also taught me this. The funeral home wasn't a place to catch up on the past 10 years of your life. One thing that drives me crazy. You say, what's the text got to do with this? Nothing, but I'll get to it in just a minute. Man, you know what? If you hadn't talked to him in 10 years, don't hold me up in the line for 45 minutes so you can catch up on all the gossip. Are you with me? Mama passed that on to me. Here's something else my mama passed on to me. How to iron my clothes. Mama taught me how to iron my clothes. To this day, my wife will testify to this, I still iron my clothes. Every Sunday morning, Miss Leslie don't iron my clothes. I iron them. She will, but here's the problem. She don't do it to my liking, so I have to go back and redo it. So we've just come to an agreement that I'll just do it myself. My mama taught me how to starch my shirts whenever I ironed them. My mama passed that on to me. I thought about this. Here's something else my mama passed on to me. How to balance a checkbook. A lot of you kids don't have even a clue what a checkbook is today, but that's something she passed on to me. Here's something great she passed on to me, and I'll give you. I'm just talking about my mama for a minute since it's Mother's Day. She taught me how to accept personal responsibility. We're living in a society today that everything is everybody else's fault. We fail a test because something's wrong with it. The teacher wasn't good enough, or they was this or there was that. When I come home and I failed a test, number one, I had got really good at my mama and my daddy's signatures, and there was some, Brother Elijah, that they never knew about till the report card come out, and they was like, I thought you said you'd make it. Well, I signed your name a few times to some of those failing tests. Now at the great Boonville Christian Academy, if you failed a test, you had to bring it home. Your parents had to sign it, and you take it back. But I could, especially daddies, I can sign just like my daddy. And I'd begin to complain, and my mama would say something like this, did you give it your absolute best effort? Did you study all that you could study? Was there a time that you could have studied more? Well, then if there was, I don't want to hear a word from you. She taught me to accept personal responsibility. And I'm going to tell you something. You're never going to go anywhere in life until you learn how to accept personal responsibility for decisions that you make. I would get whoopings. I wouldn't get spankings or time out. I got whoopings, and I would ask why I got them, and they would say this, it's your own fault. You made the choice. She would say things like this, you made your bed, now lay in it. Are you with me? That's some practical things that my mama taught me. When you come to this story in the Bible, it's a story of a young man by the name of Timothy. And whenever you study the life of Timothy out, you'll find out that he had a great mentor, and his mentor was the Apostle Paul. And Paul is teaching and Paul is training Timothy to, if we could say it this way, to come in behind him and to take over the work that God had used Paul to do. And as Paul is talking to Timothy, I find it very interesting that Paul brings out Timothy's upbringing. And Paul says, what I have seen in your mother and what I have seen in your grandmother, I see that in you. Matter of fact, it's very interesting to note what he says. He says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith. I began to study that word out, and simply what that means is this. They was true to what they said they was. They was not a counterfeit. Do you understand what I'm saying right there? They was not make-believe. They was not hypocrites. They was really what they said they was. And here's what Paul is saying about Timothy's grandmother and Timothy's mother. They was the real deal when it comes to serving God. And because of that, they passed some things on. Can I say something to you this morning? I have talked about practical things that my mother has taught me. But when it comes to the service of God, and when it comes to Christianity, and when it comes to salvation and living for God, I would say this: she has an unfeigned faith. She's real. She's not counterfeit. She's the real deal. So here's four simple things she passed on to me. Number one, she passed salvation on to me. My mama did not save me. Somebody holler amen. It was the Lord Jesus Christ when I accepted the responsibility of I was a sinner and condemned to hell and needed Jesus. But I sure am thankful that I had a mama that taught me what salvation was. I'm glad I had a mama that was saved and is saved by the grace of God. I'm glad that I heard my mama stand up this morning and say some 50-some years ago, on a spring day, I accepted the Lord as my Savior. My mama passed on salvation to me. She taught it to me. She showed me what it was. Now, I want to ask you a question this morning, Mom. Are you passing on salvation to the next generation? Can I say it this way this morning? Are you saved, number one, this morning? If eternity was to, or if death called you out into eternity today, do you know for sure that you're saved? Are you passing on salvation? I began to think about this. No doubt Timothy in his life saw that in his mama and in his grandmother. But there come a time that he had to make the choice on his own. She passed on salvation this morning. Number two, I'm going to preach quick to you this morning. I know you want to spend time with your family. Number two this morning, she not only passed on salvation. Can I say this? I told you it's simple. This is just very simple this morning. She passed the scriptures on to me. She passed the scriptures on to me. My dad's a good feller. He's here this morning. I love him to death. Besides my wife, he's the best friend that I've got. Now, I love my dad, but there was a lot of times when I was growing up that my dad wasn't at home at night whenever we went to sleep. My dad's a preacher, and practically my whole life, all I've ever known is him either pastoring a church or preaching meetings, and a lot of that, he was doing both. There was a lot of times that Daddy would be traveling back in, but it never failed. My mom would make sure that she prayed with us before we went to bed. My mom would read the Bible to us. My mom taught us the Word of God. My mom taught us what our Bible was, and that we should listen to the Word of God, and we should read the Word of God, and we should obey the Word of God. Thank God for a mama that was not only saved, but a mom that instilled the Word of God into my life. Now, my mama passed the scriptures on to me. Can I ask you a question, Mama? Can I ask you a question? Are you passing the scriptures on to your children? Is there time when you sit and read the Word of God with your children? Is the scriptures just something, boy, it's starting to get a little bit tight, but that's okay. Is the scriptures just something that your kids see when they come to church? You say, well, preacher, I've passed this on to them, and I've passed that on to them. I've tried to pass on this or that. Hear me and hear me well. Pass on everything you want to. But if you forget to pass this right here on to them, you failed as a mother. Amen. It's the greatest thing. It's the greatest story. Amen. It's what will change your life. It's what will change their life. Here's what the Bible said. Train up a child the way they should go. When they're old, they'll not depart from it. That's not a guarantee that they'll get saved and always serve the Lord, but it is a guarantee that word right there will never be out of their mind. They'll never get away from it. Boy, there was a time, I want you to hear me, there was a time in my life, I wish I could go back and redo it, but there was a time in my life where I got out of God's will and went out into the world. But I'm going to tell you something, there was something that never left my mind, and that was the Word of God. It was the Scriptures that had been instilled in my heart and in my mind. Thank God for a mama that passed on the Scriptures to me. And I say this to you, it's never too early to start that. Matter of fact, I remember when Miss Leslie was pregnant, we would read the Bible to our babies before they was ever born into this world. And there's never a time that's too late to start that. She passed salvation on to me. She passed the Scriptures on to me. But can I say this to you? She passed surrender on to me. Surrender. You say, what do you mean by that? Here's simply what I mean by that. She is the example of servant leadership. She surrendered herself to whatever God wanted for her life. And you know what that was? That was following her husband. And my mama, every once in a while, can we just time out for a minute? Every once in a while, I get mad at my daddy. And you say, why do you get mad at your daddy? Well, if you're around him very long, you'll find out he's very impatient. And daddy thinks, me and Rebecca was talking about this the other day, daddy thinks anywhere he goes, it don't matter how far away it is, it don't matter how long it takes to get there, if he books a meeting this morning in Washington, D.C., and he's got to preach in Miami, Florida at 8 o'clock in the morning, he thinks mama's got to go the whole way with him. Mama, we say this, mama is the bionic woman. She's had just about every joint in her replaced. And I'll say, Daddy, listen to me. Mama's not as young as she used to be. And if you want to run yourself to death, then run on. But leave Mama here every once in a while. Well, nope, she wants to go with us. And I'll say, no, she's just afraid to tell you no. No, she's not. Jan, you want to go, don't you? Yeah, I want to go. You can just see the enthusiasm in her. You know what it is? Here's exactly what it is. She is teaching servant leadership. She is teaching that she has surrendered her will to the will of her husband. Oh, got real quiet, didn't it? But that's still scriptural today that the husband's to be the head of the home. I'm not talking about if he's beating you. I'm talking about spiritually and serving God and leading our home, man. She taught me and my sister surrender. Surrender. She taught me, I remember when the Lord was dealing with me to preach, she taught me, you just give it to Him. You don't run from Him. And can I just say something to you? There's a difference in running and making sure it's the will of God. She taught me you surrender everything to Christ. You give it all to Him. It's not my will. It's His will. It's not the way I want to live. It's the way He wants me to live. It's not the way I want to dress. It's the way He wants me to dress. It's not the things I want to do. It's the things He wants me to do. She taught us surrender. She passed that on. And I say this number four, and we're going to go home. And I say this number four, what did she pass on? She passed on salvation. She passed on, Paul said, Timothy, I see it in you because of your mother. She passed on salvation. She passed on the Scriptures. She passed on surrender. But I say this to you in closing. She passed on serving to me. Serving to me. Serving. I said this a while ago and I'll say it again. When I think about my mama, I think about a servant. I think about a servant. I've seen mama be tired and give out. And daddy say, well, just come on over to the house for a little while. We'll fellowship. on Sunday nights, mama's tired and give out. And you know what mama would do? Mama never complained that we heard. Some of y'all will catch that in a minute. Mama would go to the house. We lived right beside the church, and Brother Aaron, she'd begin working, getting some things together. She'd get it all together, and we'd come in on Sunday nights, and she'd feed a preacher or a visiting missionary. Why? Because she just wanted to serve the Lord. My mama was a servant. She passed on serving the Lord. You said, "Preacher, why do you have such a love for serving the Lord?" I have it some from my dad, but I have it more from my mom. Let me tell you the reason why. She was always the one in the shadows that nobody recognized. Sunday morning when there was 600 or 700 people in the church that I grew up in, it wasn't mom that was recognized. It was dad. Dad was the limelight. Dad was the center. That's the way it is in the ministry. But I had a mama that was behind him. And the reason he is what he is today, yes, it's because of the grace of God, but it's because he had a wife that stood with him and supported him and showed the extreme and the greatest example of what serving Jesus really is. The greatest days of my life have been serving God with my family. We've been on great vacations, yes. And I'm thankful for that. What happened to us this week was a common thing when I was growing up that we would have to reschedule vacations. I remember being on vacations and my dad leaving and driving back home and leaving us 4 or 5, 6 hours away and visiting a hospital to go back, to come back to be with us, for that church member to turn their back on our family and talk about us like a dog and run us in the ground. Everybody okay this morning? And I never heard my mom the first time go, "Why are we still serving God? Why are you still preaching? Why are you still standing? Why are we still doing this?" Let me tell you the reason why. Because she was a servant. She was a servant and a servant to the Lord. The greatest days that you'll ever have with your family, as Miss Lisa makes her way to the piano, begins playing, will be days in serving the Lord. I have no sad stories to tell. There's no, "Well, preacher, I'm sorry about this," or "I'm sorry." Don't show me pity, man. God called me into this. God counted me worthy of putting me into the ministry. God bless me with the wife that I have. God bless me with the children that I have. God put us in this. I have no sad stories to say about it. You say, "Has it been bad days?" Yes, there's been some hard days. In recent days there has been. Man, I'm fixing to bury one of the right arms of our church, Brother Jim. He's always been here. He came right after the first Sunday morning he ever came to this church was the first Sunday I ever preached here. And I'll never forget, he said, "If the church gets you, I'm coming back. Be unreal what God may do around here." Man, look around what he has done. Yes, there's some hard days. I've dealt with some other hard days this week. You love people. You try to help them. They turn their back on you. They get mad at you. But you know what? I'm not doing this for you. I don't mean that ugly. I'm not even doing it for my mama. Let me tell you the reason I'm doing it. Because my mama told me about salvation one day. July the 20th, 1994, Christ moved into my heart and saved me. July the 24th, 1996, the God of all glory counted me worthy of putting me in the ministry and he called me to preach. I stand here today doing what I do. It's all because of him. I serve because of him. I worship because of him. And all of the glory goes to him. But my mama taught me that. My mama taught me that. She taught me about serving the Lord. I want to ask you a question today. I hope I don't make you mad. I've watched so many mamas try to turn their daughters into what they wanted to be and never become. Can I say that again? I watched so many mamas try to turn their daughters into what they wanted to be and never become. They push them to do something that's in their agenda that kid has no desire to do. That kid becomes miserable. That kid never seems to find their place till they break away. There's nothing wrong with pushing our kids to be successful. I was so proud. Thursday night I watched Madeline give the opening speech at her nursing ceremony where she got pinned as a nurse. Watched her walk, and Miss Grace sits here this morning. Watched that. Man, I was proud. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm excited for her as she starts a career at Baptist in the MICU. And I'm happy for that. But if that's all that me and my wife ever teach her, we have failed as parents. We failed. And I'm going to tell you something, mamas. The greatest thing you'll ever teach your children. Let me tell you the reason Timothy's where he's at. Because he had a mama that taught him right. The greatest thing you can ever leave your children is a testimony of being saved by the grace of God. If something happens to my mom today, and before the week's out, I stand and do her funeral, thank God I'll know where she's at. Salvation is the greatest thing you can ever pass on to them. Are you going to pass that on to them? Are you passing the scriptures on to them? Are you passing a life of surrender on to them? Hey, and can I just time out for a minute right here and say this? If God's dealing with you to do something, man, the best thing you'll ever do, the greatest thing you'll ever do is pile up in an altar and say, God, here's me, all of me, every bit of me. You take me, put me wherever you want me to be. I'm telling you, it's the greatest day. Surrender. Are you passing a life of service on to them? Well, I remember we had youth camp. I had 4 or 5 weeks of youth camp when I grew up. I remember seeing my mama in that kitchen. She didn't have to be in there. I seen my mama in that kitchen working. There's two good things to that. Number one, you knew there's going to be some good food. But number two, you knew anytime I wanted to go in there, I didn't care what no counselor said, my mama was in there. And I didn't feel good, and mama was going to get me a snack. You know what I'm talking about, Miss Tammy. You let one of them boys come to the cafeteria when you was working at school and say, I needed something, mama gonna get it. She was serving God. May we leave that to our children, not as just mamas, but as parents. Father.